It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 620.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Wednesday, Harry.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Good, good, good.
Dodge.
Hello.
Mr. 97.
What's going on?
You're all present. Welcome to the studio.
Good energy.
Yeah, real good energy.
Yeah, thought we'd fire it up with that one.
Happy.
Yeah.
You're on cloud nine at the moment.
Oh, I'm TikTok famous. I am bloody TikTok famous.
What does that mean?
I've got 15,000 views on TikTok overnight. It's about 6 o'clock last night.
I'll tell you what.
This I'm like riding a high, you know?
Mm. Have you heard of the TikTok tick?
No, what's that?
So it's young. It's usually girls. Girls love TikTok. Young girls love TikTok.
Mm. Is that why you're on it?
Are you on TikTok?
He's big on TikTok too.
I just followed you this morning.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I've got heaps of followers at the moment, so I'm just missing them all.
Do you really? How did you
I think I got 200 overnight.
Oh, jeez. That's a lot overnight.
From zero to 200.
Are they all like young girls? Is that the demographic
On Instagram, I've got a lot of young girls, according to my insights. I've got a really large female 18 to 25-year-old audience.
He's already done the...
Yeah.
We could get the demos.
He's got Rory just doing it.
We could do a bit of sentiment analysis on that.
So, I was at a 40th over the weekend, and the person whose birthday it was has a, I think, 10-year-old daughter, 9-year-old daughter. Anyway, I just look over and she's walking and like doing this stuff with her hands. Like, fuck it. And I'm just like, what's going on there? But it looks like a tick. Mm-hmm. Looks, and it's the TikTok dancers, but they're all doing it. They're all doing it with their hands and like it just – and I said to the person whose birthday it was, I said, what's going on? I'm like, oh, mate, in their sleep they're doing it.
Really?
And so
the whole, my sister does it 24/7.
What, the hand thing?
Yeah, and it gives you the shits because like in your peripheral vision you see and then you always look over to her.
It's a bizarre phenomenon, isn't it? Like think about – that across the world. Imagine if you created TikTok and like you're that was my fault. Like that kid doing this at night is like I enabled that.
Well, I feel like there'd be a bunch of kids who would be claiming that. I was speaking to a mate who's
claiming what?
They invented certain things.
No. I mean the creators of TikTok itself. So there's like the one up that they created the thing made the thing. So it's like,
who's the first one to actually do the
Who's the first one that did planking? Who's the first one to do the worm? That kind of shit. Like,
well, there was always, I felt like in school, the kid who says their brother invented like a word, you know?
Yeah.
No, never heard of that.
Really? Oh, you went to a very small school. How many people at your school?
140.
That's not that small, is it?
Yeah. My friend just started calling everyone a hummus, like hummus, the dip. And so it was a hummus dip. And I thought he'd invented it and he'd claimed it. And then I was in another friendship circle years later and they were saying it. Mm. I was like, fuck. Hard to track the origins of this stuff. Yeah. Very hard.
Well, my mate said the other day that his son has just started at school and said that he came home and said, oh, Dad, he's like, okay, bro. The son said.
Okay, bro.
And he's like, and then he's like, oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I invented that. Everyone's saying it at school now. Okay, bro.
Yeah.
Like a real.
Well, I invented the Gronk. Like, I mean, Gronk was around, but within this friendship circle.
Within the Daily Talk Show, you definitely started that.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of it, guys.
Mm. Speaking of the Gronk. I've been getting pushed shirtless photos of the Gronk on my Explore page.
Gronkowski.
Yeah.
So that's an
It's different when you star them and they're being pushed to. I love
it's
looking
at my saved items, yeah.
So Gronkowski is an NFL player and I'm sure he's got a problem with us doing any kind of merch that has the word Gronk on it because he's trademarked the term Gronk in the States.
We should do it in Australia.
Trademark it?
Yeah.
Mm, hard. He's got money and he would probably chase us down for it.
Would he?
He's got a big forearm. And
so like you think
he's a
JJ's got quads though.
He's I've got big quads.
Absolutely not. Forearm quarterback. He's got the weakest quads. Quarterback.
Are you kidding?
Mate, your quads are weak. He's got the thickest.
I get a lot
forearm.
Of compliments on my quads.
Doesn't mean they're strong. You just said they were strong.
What's the difference between looking? So you just think that?
Oh, it was just if someone's actually stating that.
So if someone's got big biceps, not necessarily strong biceps.
I don't think your legs are big at all.
Got huge.
It's kind of skinny.
I've got big quads, no?
If you have huge quads, which you don't, chances are you're strong. There's people who are bodybuilders that visually look more muscular than others mm-hmm. that aren't as strong as some others that don't look as big.
Okay. See, I've got excess skin almost because, like, when I'm sitting there, I get and do this. My whole excess skin jiggles.
Oh,
like,
really?
When I shake, it just all jiggles.
How does it make you feel?
Well, I don't know. Just, it's odd. It's a weird thing.
And so, could that be a TikTok potentially?
Just sitting there with my legs jiggling.
Yeah.
Well, I've got one for tonight and one for tomorrow night. I'm trying to do one post every day for this week.
Why are you, like, Instagram was a hard sort of thing for you to get to find consistency. No, it's hard for you to find consistency. Why are you even, you're inspired, it sounds like.
Yeah, because it's fun.
You're a little likes whore, aren't you?
Yeah. See, I am now.
You've been rewarded with some views and now he's motivated.
Yeah.
I wonder if it is the thing, it's like, you know, it's they're pushing it into people's feeds. Like, why that video? I think the video that he's talking about, there's videos on your page that are 10 times better, 10 times funnier.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
And that one got the views.
Do you think it's the one with the push-up thing?
That's funny. I love that.
Yeah, I just did that. That was my first ever TikTok. So there was this firefighter and she was showing everyone how good she is at push-ups and then I duetted it.
It was a plank. Plank into a prone hold on your hands. Yeah.
Tommy invented planks.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I did that and I thought that would take off, but it didn't.
No. Do you think – so, I mean, the content's controversial.
I didn't see that. I didn't understand that.
How?
So – it's is it a comedy piece? Can you deconstruct what it is?
It's a split screen pretty much or a picture-in-picture.
No, I mean your latest one today.
The viral one.
The viral one.
Oh, so it's Mrs. Brown's Boys and you know how her son's girlfriend – Mrs. Brown's Boys. Do you watch Mrs. Brown's
no,
Boys?
No, but my mum loves it.
Yeah, so there's this – one of the daughters has a really snoppy blue-blood upper-class mother. And she thinks she's better than Mrs. Brown and she comes over and she knocks on the door and says, talks and talks and talks and instead of saying, fuck off, Mrs. Brown says, that's nice. So all mine is, that's nice. And
so
that's all it is.
So
that's all
anyway.
I say. It's just a video of me saying, that's nice.
Oh, so the one that you sent me yesterday, the text message, that's not the one that went viral.
No, I haven't posted that yet because I'm a bit unsure about that.
Oh, yeah, I don't think posted.
Yeah. I thought.
Yeah, it's a commentary on sort of Me Too. I just think that it's probably because I thought that was the one that went viral. I was like, oh, geez, kids like.
You're not pretending to be Harvey Weinstein, are you?
No. You know, Come Fly With Me.
Nah.
Little Britain.
Nah.
So I probably needed to understand the reference because it.
Yeah, and it's like the owner, CEO of the airlines getting done for sexual assault. And there's this man, a big, bulky, big boned, as Josh would describe him, man sitting there. And he goes, Mr. Barber, who's the owner of the airline, comes and says, you're very nice breasts and I like to put my head between them and go like this. And shakes his head back and forth. So I did that and I thought that was funny.
But then I thought maybe I shouldn't post
that.
But then you put the tagline, what did it say?
Oh, I can't remember.
The Me Too movement be like.
Did you? Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't post it though.
I mean, not a good time because Harvey Weinstein's
justice. Yeah. But that's why I thought it must have gone viral because when he said I've gone viral and then sent me video.
I see what's happened.
And so that's why it was going to be a bit of an intervention where I was like, you can get away with it, Has, because your intentions are normally pretty spot on.
Is there any update on that pig? Harvey Weinstein, has he been sentenced?
I thought you meant that I saw a video of a pig a couple of days ago, Karim, posted. Did you see it? That's not funny.
What was it?
The pig that was like shaking because it knew that it was about to be killed.
Oh, no. I didn't say I saw a meme about
why was
like.
That funny.
I'll tell you why. There was a. I'm not laughing at that. It's like me saying the thing that Harry posted isn't anyway
controversial
because we're talking about different fucking things.
Yeah. We're not aligned today.
No, I saw a meme of a person that said, I'm off meat and I'm only eating things from the sea. And then it was a pig swimming. Just thought it was quite funny.
But then you put it with that sort of crying pig that's going to get
slaughtered.
That's
sad, man. One of the things that sent me veggie for 2 days was driving down the Hume Highway back from Shepparton. And I'm sure you've probably seen this, Harry, when you're on the, you know, hitting the Hume.
I very rarely drive down the Hume
Highway. All right, any highway. any highway that could have some cattle trucks or pig trucks. And this pig and I were just locked eyes, probably quite dangerous, but I just felt immense sadness looking into this beautiful pig's eyes. It was so big too. It was 150 kilos. 150 kilos.
Are they?
Well, yeah. Really? Everyone says pigs are smarter than dogs, but to be fair,
dolphins are smarter than pigs.
And dogs are pretty dumb.
Depends on what dog you got. Tintin's dog ain't dumb.
Oh, wow. Pigs are considered the fifth most intelligent animal in the world.
What's Jeez. Can you run through the other four?
Five.
What are the smarter ones?
The doco that Joaquin Phoenix narrates. What's that?
I know you're telling us.
I can't remember what it's called. If you want to watch that,
you'll get it. Is it
No, it's not that one.
I've heard that, yeah. Such a distinct voice, Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Can't remember what it's called.
Who is Joaquin Phoenix?
The Joker. The most recent Joker.
Why is that so funny?
Because you're such a Joker, Josh.
What's it called?
Get it? No, he's the Joker. He's the Joker. He's the brand new Joker.
Joaquin Phoenix, what's the doco called? Oh, is it literally I asked that question to George?
I'm just fine. Yeah, I'm trying to find the top five animals.
I thought you'd found the five already. That's okay. Joaquin Phoenix.
Now, Joaquin Phoenix, you'd probably know his brother, River. River was in Stand By Me. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're walking down the train. Like, that was his brother.
Stand By Me, is that the one where he gets stung by bees and dies?
No, he gets, you know, when he gets on his penis, he gets a leech on his balls.
Was that at a fat camp?
No, it wasn't a fat camp.
What was the movie that was a fat camp? Do you remember that? As a kid, that was a great movie. Were like hiding like their food. I could relate to
that. Is this real life?
What was the movie?
The doco was Dominion.
Dominion.
It's on YouTube, but you'll go vegan if you watch that.
Really? Yeah, did you go vegan?
I actually couldn't watch more than 10 minutes of it. It wasn't good.
And so I guess you just need to get high quality. Like if you're going to eat meat.
That's not the conversation we need to get into.
Well, because the thing is, I've been thinking about it. It's like bacon, not good, just in regards to like you think about the pigs, but potentially I'm still okay with steak.
You feel better being vegetarian. If you went longer than 2 days or 1 week.
I went for a month. I felt like shit.
Oh, I'd feel so much better.
Really? Oh, that's right. You're veggie.
Since when?
Year 7.
Oh, that's right.
And
it's not for everyone though. I think
but I feel so much healthier.
Well, but you don't know what
but
it is.
But I don't look it.
Yeah. You were 12 when you went vegan.
Yeah.
Your diet wasn't dialed
vegan
in.
Or veggie?
Oh, sorry, veggie.
Well, I used to eat like a full porterhouse when we would go to the pub. Like I wouldn't order off the kids' menu.
Yeah.
And that was when you were how old?
Before I was in year 7.
How many pots did you have?
Pints.
You had pints. Oh, sorry, mate. Did you find those top five animals?
Yeah, chimps, goats, elephants, parrots.
Parrots?
Is that order, dolphins. Though? That's order?
Yeah, I think so.
And parrots are second?
Well, parrots can talk. So, what's the ones above parrots?
Dolphins.
Chimp and a goat.
Can chimps and goats talk?
Mate, I knew. I had an obsession with goats in Shepparton. And because they're cheeky, they're fun, playful.
They're like your spirit animal.
They are my spirit animal. I had a goat in the studio once. I had a woman does goat blankets and they made goat fur, not like shaves.
It's
not,
okay, sure.
Not leather. No, it's not goat leather.
It's not the
skin. Can you get goat leather? Anyway, I had this beautiful sort of knitted, threw it out. Candy got it for me for my birthday.
That's nice.
And it was like a poncho, really heavy, but scratchy, you know?
Yeah.
Not worth it.
They probably needed to put some form of like lining.
Yeah, it was too scratchy. Mm. Really scratchy for me.
When I was walking to work yesterday, there was obviously some form of like school excursion that's happening across like sort of north side.
How old?
I'm not good at picking ages.
What, primary school?
Primary school, high school?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I reckon they were probably 10 to 12.
Were they TikToking?
No, they weren't. But they, I don't think they were holding hands, but they were basically taking up the whole path.
Oh, that's annoying.
And so I remember as a kid that was like a big thing. It's like just everyone move over. And they didn't say anything. And I was just like, I had my coffee and I had to like hold it up and say, excuse me. And they're all looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot.
Mm.
And I'm like, in that moment, I had to make a decision. I either just keep going or because there's always a teacher at the end. And so I had the opportunity of, do I say, keep your fucking kids in line
All right, Dad.
Or do I just keep walking?
Okay, Boomer.
And so I ended up just, I was like, you know what? Like, I don't want to say
kids anything. Get an absolute free pass. Like,
it's annoying.
Yeah. They're not intelligent. Like, their brain hasn't formed yet. Like, it just doesn't.
But surely there's, I think that we could, like, that's an easy thing to get happening, right? To get everyone, like, can't you guys see, can't the teachers see that, like, what am I meant to do? Like, we've got this weird thing about strangers and kids. Like, I was having to fucking, there was touching going on so I could get past.
Don't implicate like, yourself.
I was like, having to basically push.
Could have you not gone across the road or like?
No, I couldn't have. The way that it was, they were at a corner and I was like crossing. And the way that it was all positioned, I'm like, I'm fucked either way. It would have taken me an extra 15 minutes to get to work if I'd avoided them. It's too long.
How long would have it taken if you just waited?
I would have, and do what? Wait where?
Where
wait
are you?
Where the kids
which
are?
Which road are you on?
I was on the corner of Johnston and Wellington, and they were all the way up Wellington, and I was trying to cross over Wellington. So I could have, yes, I could have
were
turned
left. Were they walking
left.
Somewhere?
They must have been.
Yeah, I mean.
And then I saw that, yeah. So they were everywhere yesterday.
It's just, I mean, Bodie at his new daycare will be going on excursions. And so you got to sign the forms and they go out. It's so cute. They put them in like little high-vis jackets.
Because I sort of understand
so
that.
Cute.
But I feel like kids of that age are potentially more controlled because like everyone holding hands, you got to make sure they don't run over the road.
Nah, but they're more likely to just like all of a sudden just crack and sprint onto the road.
Oh.
You know, just like weird shit like that.
The main thing for today's episode is the book club.
Yeah, how's your current book going?
It's great.
You're doing one book a month, aren't you? Like the book of...
Mm-hmm. And so 29 days, less days. So 29th is Saturday.
It's a leap year day.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is the day of the Adventure Club. Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing the throwbacks for the week and so there's no throwback for Saturday.
Because it didn't exist last year.
You must have been right.
That would be cool. We need
to... No, because it goes on Sunday instead.
So we're going... it doesn't work. Yeah, I get it. But in 4 years' time, we'll be able to put a throwback on this day.
So you've got to do something special. Mardi Gras that weekend too, isn't it?
Mardi Gras been, hasn't it?
No, I don't think it has.
You told me it has, TJ.
Well, I'd seen a lot of colourful, you know, topless shots coming through my feed.
Was it Gronkowski?
Which was last week. No, it was actually...
Feb 25th.
Friday.
It's
yesterday.
No. It was across the weekend.
Here we go. Feb 14th to the 1st of March.
Yeah, but there's a huge
big parade.
Yeah, the big parade.
Oh, I want to go to that.
Well, when's the parade? We'll find out when the parade is.
It could be this Saturday.
Would you buy me plane tickets?
No. To go to Mardi Gras?
Yeah, I'll be your correspondent.
Where would you have to? You'd have to stay somewhere, though. Or you do an all-nighter?
Would you do a trip? Would you do a 3-day deal and get trapped?
Use the minibar?
Yeah.
No, the 29th.
The 29th. So it is on Saturday.
Mate, the Sydney just comes alive. Comes alive.
So what's the go? Sorry, I'm trying to work out the logistics of the Adventure Club. When do I get my bike and where do I meet?
Mate, they're not details I need to sort out.
What do you mean? Who sorts them
out? But we do.
That's what I'm
fucking big babies do. I'm not sorting out anyone else's stuff.
Because I'm going to get...
It's come with a bike. It's this Saturday. We're meeting at 8:30 a.m.
This is you're talking like this detail. This is like the 10th time you've brought up
these
details.
I think we need to formalise it somewhere. Yeah. Maybe in a Facebook event or something that.
So what I've actually realised is I'm not doing that. I'm not formalising it because it actually puts too much pressure on me having to think about someone else's situation, what they need to bring to the table.
Well, like, at least just info somewhere in terms of like.
Yeah, it is today. That's when I'm doing it.
It'll be posted. Like, are we going to post in a group or something? Yeah. Just text.
I'm loving this, today. By the way, because there's no book club chat.
Book club.
Because I want to get a tandem bike because I can't.
Oh, that'll be fun. I'd love to go on a tandem.
I don't want to pedal. I want to steer.
Hey, Mason, can you write this now on our
Facebook
group?
Yeah.
Meeting. Saturday, Feb 29 at 8:30 a.m.
Do you think you've dropped the ball with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I feel like
you with the Seth Godin book.
Is this the...
And I don't want to feel this
Josh
way
with the book club.
No, hang on. Feb 29, Saturday, Feb 29, 8:30 a.m.
Yeah,
arrival at Victoria Park. Abbotsford, is it?
Yeah.
Abbotsford.
What if we don't have a
near
bike?
The grandstand? Not can my we problem. Walk? BYO bike cannot walk. It's a ride.
Could we do a walking bit? So maybe
no,
like,
don't sideline me.
The reason I'm not sidelining you, but I'm just thinking.
I don't even know what that means. So keep this going, Mace.
Yeah, I'm still riding.
BYO bike.
Yep. Helmet.
Helmet. Yeah. I mean, you cannot. Yeah, it's not. I don't
everyone
control
should
you.
Wear helmets, I think.
But definitely wear a helmet. It's helmet advised. Just
helmet
put
advised,
that.
Yeah.
Helmet advised by law in brackets. Uh-huh. Legally required.
If you're on private property, do you need to wear?
I think so. Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
No, we never wore helmets.
I mean, but that's not the law.
You can do what you want on your own property.
Yeah, for sure.
You sure?
Unless like shooting guns and stuff, if you don't have a license for the gun.
He's also
if you have a license, you can shoot.
Wear a seatbelt in a car on your private property.
No.
Sure.
Not on private property. It's a complete different ball game. The only thing is the guns and shit where it's completely illegal to own a have a firearm that's not registered, not yours, and you can't shoot it. Like, so
because you would
but
have
motorbikes and shit, if you can ride motorbikes, no helm, everything, you can do anything you want. Is it advised? No.
Well, you had like all your car. How many cars did you have on the farm?
I turned through cars like there was no tomorrow.
Really?
As a kid.
Yeah. Much concussion?
No, not really. We had family friends, and no matter when they came over, we would have a shitting disaster, like crash the car, crash into a fence, broken ankle, all sorts of stuff.
How did you break an ankle in a car?
She driven a go-kart into the front gate. But there was two fence posts and she driven the car. This is another time she crashed it. She driven the car straight between the two fence posts into the fence, like the barbed wire and stuff, and the car fitted by a bee's dick. Like if we were any far off, we would have seriously hurt ourselves. But it was only the mirrors that got
hurt. Was it a dual go-kart?
No, this is a car. Okay. This is the Hyundai. Small Grin, I think it was called.
Small Grin.
Yeah, they're all...
Mason, can you put departure 8:50?
So 8:30 20 arrival.
20 minutes, yeah.
Yep, so it's 20 minutes. That's fair. Just have a bit of shit talk.
Yeah.
So it'd be finished by...
9:15.
8:50, 9:50, 10:50, 11:50, 12 o'clock finish.
Okay.
It's a big day.
Where are you going?
You can...
Or is that a secret?
So this is this is the thing. An adventure isn't necessarily worked out. You take the activity, which is a bike and a bike ride. Uh-huh. This is what I'm thinking about. Now I'll run it past you. It is quite late to do this, but in terms of how we actually play out the ride, there will be periods of time where a person's in charge of taking us wherever they want.
Oh yeah.
And so I've got the first bit, which gets us onto an awesome trail that leads us out.
Is it the trail that I like used to live on?
Yeah, but there's
it's
another
too narrow.
No, there's another section of it that takes you into sort of like more shrub land and takes you towards like out towards Bulleen, like out towards that way.
So we're just riding to your place and then everyone's
starting. No, absolutely not. Well, I'm just starting the first bit, so it's about the next Gronk that takes over.
Do you think that people
we've got Ramble's coming. I mean, I just called him Cam.
Campbell.
And
Ramble.
I was thinking it didn't make sense. Ramble is what what makes sense to me. Ramble's coming. He's pumped.
Great.
Yeah.
Dress code?
Mate, whatever you want.
I'm not coming.
Yeah, I mean, Mardi Gras themed. Whoever wants to go there,
go and get a coffee, George.
Yeah,
sit there.
Well, you can go. Yeah,
I won't be here.
This is the thing. Yeah,
oh, that's right. You're going to be away.
Yeah.
I mean, just quickly, tyres, like type of bike. It's okay. Like, is it? Are we?
Oh, not a racer. It needs to be a bike that actually
a road bike. A road bike. Can you bring? Are we going off road?
Yeah, but it's not like.
But you wouldn't.
Terrain
you wouldn't want to use a
downhill
bike on.
No, so you can't use a road bike.
Okay.
It rules out Josh, is what you're saying.
Sure.
But that's fine. He didn't want to come. He didn't want to come.
Mine's cyclocross. It's actually designed for this very thing, but no, I'm not coming.
Did you not come?
He's not going to come. Of course he's not.
I'll be there for the banter at the beginning.
Really?
I'll walk down,
what
say good to everyone, sign a few helmets, and then I'm heading home.
We might hire one of those bikes where you have a little fella sitting in the front pedaling. Oh, I sent you a photo of it, and it's two seats in the back.
Oh, like a rickshaw. who's riding the rickshaw?
The rickshaw won't fit down the tracks we're going. Oh. Not at all.
Like really, it won't. That wouldn't.
No, I mean a rickshaw's not going to fit down a meter wide.
How many expecting? Do you think?
Doesn't matter to me. Campbell and I. Like if it just ends up being Campbell and I, I'm happy with that. Ramble. Like, and that's the thing. That's where it's like I'm not going to do the the tease. A lot of learnings from this.
Are you going, Sebs?
Yeah. Well, I just thought it was baked in that we were all going to
go.
I have a bike for you. If you want a bike, I've got a spare bike that
it
you
would be
use.
Good to be able to try and just get my bike to
No, but you can't, your tires. Spec.
No, the tires are designed. I can show you videos.
Okay, great.
Cyclocross. Look up cyclocross.
I just got a call from Hayden Dibb.
Okay. Yeah, I got one too.
He's probably here, is he?
So, but anyway, that's happening. So, Sevs, can you hit this post on that?
Sure can.
And maybe any questions, email or comment below. And this is onto the group.
Great. Mm-hmm.
When's the...
Do we put the address, Victoria Park? Maybe grab the actual...
Yeah. I'll set it up. I've written all the details down, so I'll do it after.
At the ticket section. Any update on the life hack before we do this?
Yeah, so we're just getting an Aussie number. So I just had to send through a few
documents.
People
don't understand what that means. You haven't explained the whole text message.
I'm setting up a text message service, and so I was given a US number, but I want an Australian number so it's cheaper for people to text.
Why do people care?
About an Aussie versus international SMS number.
No, what's it all for? I think you've gotten so far into the weeds, you're forgetting that people don't understand what the
Mr. 97 has a life hack club. Part of the life hack club, he is setting up a automated text message service which will be sending out life hacks. And so you need to sign up and then you'll be getting sick text messages from Sevs telling you shit like peanut butter's on site, which is some of the best information ever.
It's also a two-way thing, so you can write back.
That's great.
Mate, I always write fuck off to the ones that send through that I haven't opted in for. But this is different. I could say, fuck off, Sevs.
So if you get, isn't that a treat? People get to write to you, Sevs.
Amazing.
Yeah. You're going to be signing helmets on Saturday too.
MMSs back to him.
Yeah.
Can you get MMSs back?
MMSs aren't supported.
Okay.
Right.
By you.
Not by them.
And so you're also, is it correct that we will, like, everyone, we can use the tech service for our own clubs as well?
I think this is because I, the thing
you're
is
sounding more and more like me the way that you just
let me fucking speak, Lynn. I feel like I haven't pushed you into having to come to this thing because I'm not doing the book club. Like, I don't care about it.
Which, and so, you need to, like, it's called You're Not Listening, What You're Missing and Why It Matters. You need to read this book.
Yeah, but you've got to read it first before you can say that I need to read it.
Yeah, well, I have.
What about on Saturday morning, same time, coincides, Zoom call to talk about the book?
Oh, yeah, great.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. That way I'm off doing my book club. Mm-hmm. You can my version.
You're doing a book club, are you?
Yep. It's called the writing club. Writing book club. No, but so you get a Zoom call at 8:50 kickoff.
Yeah.
Pre-ramble, 8:30 banter, coffee, and then you kick that off and then we'll be coming back to the office and then we'll have
Which one do I go to? We'll
have some beers.
Oh, that's a great question.
You're coming to the writing
club. Quad lock.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be on the Zoom call.
Phones on with the Zoom.
That's a great idea. That's awesome. You don't have to. You got to be back on.
I'll be using my fast internet at home and having it all dialed in with a sort of a nice. But I might even come in here with the lights.
Yeah, do it in here.
Yeah, do it in
with
here.
The microphone and everything. So you get. We're meeting here at 8:30.
You're not.
No. Before ramble and
I. Oh, really? You guys are reorganized.
But then we're going to be there by 8:30. We're meeting here at 8. But anyway. Finer details in Sev's post on our Facebook group. And let's put it onto the page too.
Yeah. So a little bit of a tease just for what people can expect in regards to the book club. So You're Not Listening, What You're Missing and Why It Matters. It's by Kate Murphy. George, people are loving the book.
People are. Absolutely. Yeah.
Your mum's loving the book.
Mum does love it. She calls me and says, you got to read the last chapter.
Mm-hmm.
The last chapter.
And then she says, pass that on to Josh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, she loves it. She thinks it's a great choice.
Thank you.
Which you'll deep dive into it, Josh, on Saturday morning on your Zoom call.
I'll just give a couple of little notes, if that's okay. Interestingly, they talk about how when we're close to people, we actually listen to them less.
Mm. And so you're sick of their shit.
Well, there's a bunch of assumptions.
Am I right, Haz?
Yeah.
Is that close in proximity or
closer relationship? Right. So at the start, you're like curious about people, but then you feel like you know your partner or your mate or whoever it is, and you stop asking the questions and you stop listening, which I think is interesting. So that was, what was that?
Sorry. He's on TikTok.
Are you on TikTok? Are you on TikTok?
I was, yeah.
The thing about TikTok, you open it up and it starts blaring. Starts
panning. So
I would have thought you had your volume down though.
No, I was going to film just from over here.
So one of the interesting, I wrote this down. So I ended up getting the audio book and put it on 2x speed because it was getting a bit sort of end of the month. Some of the interesting things you already know about you.
Pardon?
You already know about you.
I already know about me.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about yourself.
Yeah. If you have an interaction with someone, you need to ask, what did I learn about them? Stop talking about yourself, not just to you, but I'm saying this to everyone.
Yeah.
So that was one big thing. The other thing which Kate talks about in the book, which I found very interesting, people on dates nowadays, they don't give their last name.
All right, you know, Dad.
Did you know this?
How do you go about dates
nowadays?
No, did you know this?
But why would you? Hi, I'm Josh Jansen.
Yeah. No, but just in general. Like, but I would just assume that if
this
I'm-
seems flawed.
What's flawed?
Instagram has your last name on there.
So, this is the
Facebook.
Point.
So, whenever I ask somebody, what's your name to put in my phone, it's always first and second name.
Well, so the whole thing is that's now seen as a bit of like a next step. So in regards to you're not listening, what's happening is we're all going onto Instagram. We're looking at George Stills or whatever your fucking Insta account's called, George.
Yeah.
George Stills.
Yeah. Can you change that or? Yeah. I'm happy. I don't really use it that
much.
Don't
tell him.
How did you land on George
Stills? I've
actually
got two.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Little White George.
What's that all about?
It's just I don't know. It's just pictures of me. It's just a bit looser. The other one.
Can I follow that one?
Yeah, you can follow
it. Is it actually a private account?
Yeah, it's private.
Yeah, but I remember back in the day, it'd always be handy to find out the person, like a girl that I was interested in's last name. So you could start jumping. I mean, this is early days, Facebook and just trying to find
people are onto it.
Yeah.
And so now it's seen as the next step because I would be the same. If I was dating someone or, you know, going on a date, I'm Googling to find out. And the problem is that why this is relevant to you're not listening is she talks about we all have these assumptions around people. So we'd go on their Instagram account and we would work them all out and we'd get less curious on the day.
Oh, yeah.
And so what are you doing, Sam?
Letting
Harry. I think we're taking a piss halfway through the show.
Yeah.
Little White George.
Anyway, let's wrap it up because Hayden's going to be coming in.
It's a daily talk show. So I'll put a link for everyone to be able to join the book club. I'm going to announce right now what the next book is.
I think it's not. Dude, you got to get through it. You got to do it on your Zoom call at the end.
I'll do it on the Zoom call.
Yeah.
But what if people want to join because they've found out what the book is?
No, but he's already said it.
So
he's
I'm going to do it. And George, what's the deal? What have we organized? With your mum.
Are you announcing the book or not?
No, I don't think you do. Okay.
When you do,
too many mixed messages. Yeah. You haven't even fucking finished the first one.
Don't project from.
Okay, when you do, you can order the book from my mum, and she'll post it, and you'll get it in time. If not, you can buy it from a local bookstore because helping local bookstores helps.
Yeah.
Mum's bookstore.
Love
Amazon
that.
Is there to take the small guy down.
Okay.
God, he's reading off a piece of paper right now. No, this is great. This is great. So, your Zoom call on Saturday morning.
And I think that if you're interested in being a better version of yourself, you definitely want to tune into that.
Yeah.
Saturday, 8:30. All the details on the Facebook group and also I think we'll put it somewhere else. I'll have a think.
We can do a post. We can do one of your blogs.
Thank you for all the Apple podcast reviews too.
And also, tomorrow we've got Limo on the show.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good fun. All right. See you then, guys.
See ya.